Hey, welcome back to the show. How would it feel if you were able to stop worrying about your relationship or whether or not the person that you like is going to text you back? And instead, you were fully in your power and you felt grounded and safe in your nervous system. And from that place, you become more magnetic as a result. And how would it feel to say no and set boundaries without guilt? What would you be able to do with all of that time and energy that you'd get back? How would it feel to have a regulated nervous system so that you didn't get swept out to sea and overthinking and worrying about worst-case scenarios? And what if you knew how to bring yourself down from a trigger, and instead of being reactive, you knew how to respond calmly and intentionally? That is just a small fraction of what you would learn when you join my new program, Secure. And if you've heard me speak of alchemy in the past, think of this as the latest and more upgraded version of that program. This program will show you how to have the kind of relationship that is deep, mature, passionate, and built on a sturdy foundation of ownership, communication, and realness. So whether you're dating or in a relationship, you'll learn vital attachment tools and strategies to work towards being secure. You'll also learn how to engage with other attachment styles of the people that you're in relationship with or dating. You'll learn to unlock your self-expression, your confidence, your authenticity. No more hiding or holding back who you are in the world or playing small. You're going to learn how to overcome self-doubt, go after what you really want, and be who you're meant to be. And through it all, you'll be guided through deep nervous system work to rewire old patterns, create lasting change, and step into your best life. And yes, this is a live group program, and it is a small group so that you're getting individualized and personalized support from me directly. I will know exactly what your relationship patterns are, what you need support with, and I will be providing you with unique integration tools so that you know what to work on. And if the thought of group work makes you feel a little uncomfortable, then consider that there might actually be a very helpful and healing edge in that for you. Part of unlocking self-confidence and self-expression is about learning to do this work in relationship, and that's what the group environment sets up. If you've never done anything like this, it can bring up feelings of uncertainty, and that's normal. But if there's a part of your being that feels like this might be the right program for you, then send me a message on Instagram or email that says, "Learn more about Secure." And we'll have a conversation, and I'm happy to hear you out for all of your thoughts, your questions, and your needs. And if you do join, you'll receive a major discount because you came from the podcast. So it's really important to send me that phrase, which says, again, "Learn more about Secure," on Instagram or on email. I look forward to speaking with some of you about Secure, and now enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Creating Conscious Relationships podcast with your host, Janelle Annette. On this podcast, you're going to be receiving my best teachings, tools, and practices so that you can create a conscious relationship from the inside out. So no matter your relationship status, you're going to find everything you need here to help your relationships thrive, including the one with yourself. Hey, 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 welcome back to Creating Conscious Relationships. This is your host, Janelle Annette. Nice to be here with you. I hope you're having a beautiful day. Today, I wanted to share a little bit about my life with you and the interesting living situation I have found myself in. And I share this with you because there are so many relationship lessons that come from what I'm going to share with you, and also just so much beauty. And it's really been helping me reframe my perception around some things. So basically, I live on a piece of land with 8 people that are very near and dear to me. And it's not my land, it's a friend's land. And there's a few different living structures, and people are building their own living structures. So everyone has space, not like everyone's in one home together. But we kind of come together for meals and we all hang out, we do nature activities and all of that. It's really amazing. And it's definitely a life that I've thought about and dreamed about and, you know, always talked about doing with friends. But just the
actually bringing it to fruition felt kind of like a pipe dream. And I talked to a lot of people who are like, wow, you are living the dream. You're doing the thing. You know, you're growing food on land with your friends. Everyone's like contributing something, sharing, you know, meals and household responsibilities. And it's just making life easier. And it's true. It's really beautiful. It's been incredible. And, you know, a lot of people will come and visit and they'll say things to me like, wow, like this is your life? Are you serious? This is amazing. And it just constantly reminds me of how beautiful this is and actually how rare it is and how much gratitude I have for it. And so what I'll share with you in this episode is, you know, the beauty and the benefits and the gifts, and then also the inevitable challenges, because, you know, like all things, there's light and there's dark, there's challenge and there's beauty, and they all kind of meld into one, it seems, in a lot of ways. So I'll start with the challenges. Obviously, when you're sharing space, even if you have a lot of your own individual space, coming together with many people, things just naturally come up, just like all relationships do. It doesn't matter if it's romantic, it could be friendship. This just happens with people. And so what I have seen in other community groups, although I haven't been a part of anyone else's, so I'm sure there's lots of different ways of doing this, is not enough prioritization on the conscious relationship skills and people taking ownership of their minds and being willing to speak up. Because in romantic relationships and all relationships, if somebody is perpetually not speaking up for their needs, not asking for help, or overgiving, resentment grows and it just fucks shit up. So what's been really great is everyone here that I live with is quite involved in this work, and not to the point where all we're doing is sitting around and processing our trauma. It's not like that. It's just, we know the importance of communication and having our needs spoken, and we prioritize that and it makes it work. And that doesn't mean things don't get, you know, challenging sometimes, or shadows come up and projections come up and triggers, but everyone is very responsible for their mind, meaning they're not going to say, you did this and you're like that and I can't believe you're doing this to me. It's, hey, I'm noticing I'm feeling these things, or I'm wanting more of that, or where have I not rose to the occasion to ask for what I need or state that? And of course, there's always going to be a dance where both people need to take ownership at times, but if you have a group of people who are really open and willing and like want to make it work and lead with love too, right? It's mostly about we really care about each other and we see each other in a good light. We see each other's innocence. And if anything ever comes up, we just get to talk about it. So far in living here, there actually hasn't been a lot of that, but I sense it's because there's a continual devotion to just naming things when they come up and they're not big deals. It's just like, hey, I'd love it if, you know, everyone could start doing this differently in the kitchen, or hey, let's get a schedule going to make sure, you know, these tasks are getting divided in a way that works, or, you know, hey, can everyone think about this next time? It's just easy. It doesn't have to be this huge thing. And one of the other main challenges, and this has been my experience, is because I'm living with my friends and I love spending time with people, I'll notice that I don't prioritize getting enough alone time. And all of a sudden, I'll be like, oh my gosh, I need to go just be alone for like 3 days and do that, because I'm constantly with like 8 to 10 people. And that's just really a on me thing. And I think a lot of people have experienced that who are living here. And it's just kind of this weird, confusing mix between I love everyone, I want to spend time with everyone, but then I also need to honor that space and time that I need for myself just to recharge or be creative or just take care of myself or just feel more peace. And so there's been that challenge for me, and it's been a, you know, constant need to check in more and do more like meditative somatic practices to really tune in on a day-to-day basis to what am I feeling today? What do I need? And how can I make sure that I do that? And that's something I do with my clients. It's like the most basic shit ever, but we get so caught up in life that we forget and we don't do it. Just tuning into your body on a day-to-day basis, asking yourself what you need and doing it, basically just parenting yourself or being a human that takes care of themselves, it's challenging, or at least it's just easy to forget, I should say, maybe not challenging. So when I do that, then I'll be very clear on, ooh, okay, you know, today I'd really like to spend an hour just in nature by myself, and that's going to really help recharge my battery. So I'm going to make sure I make time for that before dinner or whatever. And so that's where that ownership piece and that self-responsibility piece comes in and makes it easier. But it's an ongoing thing to remember for me personally. And I will humbly say that this is still a very new adventure. And so I know that there's going to be more things that come up, but I really trust in not only my, but everyone I live with, their capability to navigate through things in a way that's going to bring us all closer. And also everyone grow as an individual, because we're practicing the things that are so important. It's honestly just been really healing for me. And so if I can, you know, speak to the beauty and the benefits and something that, like I said earlier, is shifting for me in my perspective, is that we've gotten so individualistic as society, and this prioritization around like, do it for yourself and take care of you and don't depend on people or don't rely or don't talk to your neighbors and don't make eye contact. And what's happening? People are feeling more isolated. They're spending more time on screens. There's this disconnect. There's this rise in mental health struggles and all these other things. And so I think for a lot of people, they understand that there's a solution, which is spending more time with people. But obviously, there's just not a lot of places or things people can just necessarily drop into to give them that sense of community. And even if you want to do something like that, you don't want to live with people, that's fine. But it just seems so human and important that we have this healthy network of supportive connections. Because there's so many moments in life where you're going through shit and you can't see yourself clearly and you're feeling a lot of fear and your mind gets fogged and things is just kind of messy. And if you're trying to navigate that on your own, like, I'm going to imagine that no matter how many tools you have or how many books you read, you're kind of just going to get to a point where it just becomes really hard. But if you have people around you who are like, hey, remember who the fuck you are. And at least if you can't right now, I'm going to do that for you. Or, hey, you know what? Let me just cook you a meal tonight because I can tell you're really going through it. Like, you know, let you just rest here for a moment or whatever it is. Like, we really need each other. And, you know, I recognize that a lot of people might even have friends or friends that support them, but there's not necessarily this emphasis on conscious communication or everyone speaking up for their needs and setting boundaries. Like, I do have compassion for the fact if you're trying to set boundaries for the very first time, yet you don't have a supportive group of people around you encouraging that, it's going to feel really scary because you might set those boundaries and then people are just going to respond with pushback. And so just being here has taught me a lot and has reinforced a lot of belief systems I have around the importance of community and having that kind of support and encouragement in that way. And that's why I started like the online women's group. Is it's really in our relationships that we do the integrative work, that we have that space to practice being in a new, or practice showing up to life in a different way. So like, imagine if you had a community of people who were like, hey, like, you know, I want you to set this boundary, or I want to see this side of you, or I want to know these aspects of you, or I really care about what's going on in your life. And it's like a consistent base, what that might do for not only just your day-to-day happiness and well-being, but also for how you show up in the world, how you show up in all your relationships, the choices that you make, the kinds of people that you choose to be in relationship with. Like, let's raise the standard and the bar for who you're allowing into your life, because that's really what makes it. And I feel really grateful and blessed to be in the situation that I'm in. And I don't expect that that's something that everybody wants in the same way that I have. But I am really passionate that people have places they can go where they can at least feel a sense of that, right? So just community spaces, not necessarily living, but the living part is nice too, because cooking meals together and really getting to see each other day in, day out and support each other in moments and everyone take turns with what they're giving and receiving is really healing. And something that this is currently doing for me is I'm feeling very inspired about continuing to create community spaces. And I really also want to bring people together in real life. I want to make connections directly with you guys, the listeners, with women who join my programs. And I also want to connect women together and make healthy friendships, or, you know, do even bigger in-person events that are not just women, but all kinds of people coming together and maybe even bringing people together romantically that are aligned to similar visions and values or whatever might come from it. But I'm definitely feeling very passionate about creating relationships for other people or creating spaces that relationships will form, I should say, whatever kinds of relationships, really. So that's really been on my mind and heart. And if you're looking for a version of that right now, I would really encourage you to check out the online women's group. You can find more information in the show notes. But I'd love to hear from you if this is something that you're really wanting and craving. I want to know what questions you have. I want to know the kinds of things that you'd want to experience. And I just want to hear from you. I want to build more community and really let this experience that I'm having merge outward into the work that I put in the world and create that ripple effect, because community and the relationships that I've been blessed to have without a doubt been the biggest factor in all of the growth that I've been able to have throughout my life, the level of happiness and contentment I feel in my life, and just the person that I've become. And so I want to offer that and make that space for other people to enjoy as well. So yeah, that's mostly just what I wanted to say. And I'm sure there's a lot of curiosity around the land and how it works. You know, there's lots of visitors who come through, lots of friends that are around. So we're kind of always doing big, group meals and doing archery, and there's a sauna here and a cold plunge. So we're doing that. And there's a big forest that we get to walk through, and I do solo walks through the forest in the morning, and it's just really dreamy. It's been really great. And there's lots of other things happening around. So I'm really looking forward to building something here of my own, having my own structure to live in, and just continue to be very inspired by all of the people around me and all of the love and care and support that is here. So if you have any questions about anything I've just shared, I'm more than happy to talk. You can always email me. I believe it's in the description of the show, but it's just hello@janellanet.com. Again, I'd love to hear from you and just hear what this episode brought up for you. And if this is something that you've been curious about doing, or if you want to find some kind of living situation like this, or just separately some kind of community or friend group or circle that you would want to be a part of. And if there's any resources or in-person things or online things that I think would be supportive for you, I'd be happy to recommend resources or try to point you in the right direction. So that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. I'm sending you a lot of love. Please take a moment to leave a rating and a review. It means so much to me. And we'll see you on the next episode.